Hey everyone, welcome back to Booga Buggy Kid Stories. Silly stories about a silly bug causing mischief all the time. And in today's episode, Booga Buggy has a great idea to change all of the city water into really silly things. All right, let's get started. So one day, Booga Buggy was just sitting around in his treehouse in the backyard, and he was getting pretty bored. He didn't know what to do. And whenever that happens, usually it means Booga Buggy's going to be up to no good and cause a lot of mischief. And so today, he decided to go on a tour of the water treatment plant in the city. He had saw an advertisement that the city was putting on a tour, and he thought that'd be super fun. He's never been to a treatment plant before. So he hopped in his Booga Buggy mobile, and he drove across town all the way to the treatment plant, where he's going to learn all about how the city made water delicious for people to drink. So when he got there, there was already a crowd of people, but he made it in time to get the tour. So Booga Buggy had started the tour. There was a really special tour guide that was going to take him and all the other people that came around the plant. So the lady that was giving a tour took them to the first step in how they make drinking water. The first step was called coagulation. That was a tricky word for Booga Buggy to say. Coagulation. All right, I got it, he thought. And the lady explained that they put chemicals in the water so that things like dirt or other tiny particles clump together to make larger bits. That way it's easier for them to take out those bits from the water so that people don't drink it. Some of the chemicals are like salts or aluminum or iron that they put in there to collect those little bits. Booga Buggy thought that was pretty interesting. And the lady took them to the step that comes after coagulation. And this was another really confusing word. She said the next step is flocculation. Huh, Booga Buggy thought. Why do they choose such weird words when they try to clean water? And this step is when they mix some water to form larger, heavier little particles called flocks. And they also add some additional chemicals at this time to help the flocks form. And they're basically bigger and bigger things from coagulation to flocculation. They're all bigger bits of dirt or other particles that they need to get out of the water. So the bigger they are, the easier it is to get them out of the water, said the tour guide. And the third step is sedimentation. And this is the step where they take all those bits and they get them out of the water. All those little flocks settle to the bottom of the water because they're heavier than water, so they sink. And the tour guide took them to the next step. Oh, Booga Buggy was surprised there were so many steps. He had no idea this happened to water. And so this step was called filtration. And this is the step, is where all those little bits and pieces that didn't get taken out in the sedimentation process, they get filtered out. All the water seeps through a filter, and those filters block those little bits. And the water flows through, and it's really clean at this point. And the tour guide took Booga Buggy and the others through the last step, which is called disinfection. Booga Buggy kind of knew what that was. He's had a cut before or a little scrape, and they had to disinfect it on Booga Buggy. And so he didn't know they disinfected water like they can disinfect cuts and scrapes, but they can also disinfect water. And they add a couple chemicals like chlorine to kill any parasites or bacteria or little viruses, kind of like little germs that live in the water. They add this chemical to kill it all, to make it safe to travel in the pipes, under the ground, all the way to the house, Booga Buggy's house or Elon's house, or to different stores and businesses too. Once Booga Buggy had got a tour of all the different steps that the water treatment plant did to clean the water, Booga Buggy got an idea. He thought it would be pretty silly to add some stuff to the water and to change water into something else. And so he knew he would have to do this after the disinfectant step. So he decided to add another step at the end. He called it the Booga Buggy infection step. So he got to work. He grabbed the backpack that he brought. And the first thing that he did was he sprinkled some special Booga Buggy dust into that water. And this was silly string dust. So in the pipes, the water turned to silly string. He thought this was going to be hilarious. So meanwhile, Pfeiffer, Elon, and his mom and dad were going to the local water park. It's a park that has some different water fountains and spray things where you could just run around and get wet when it was hot outside. So Elon had got into his bathing suit, same with Pfeiffer, and they were so excited to run around and get wet. It was the first day that the water park was turned on in the city. So he ran up to the button to turn it on, pressed the button, and everyone thought they were not getting sprayed with water. They were getting sprayed with silly string. It was all over. They were covered head to toe in silly string. What's going on? They looked at each other and they had no idea. They looked at their parents and their parents were so confused that silly string was coming out of her. And they thought, well, this must be a joke of some sort, but I guess we can't use the water park. So let's get cleaned up. And Pfeiffer and Elon helped each other get all the silly string off of them. And they went home because, well, they couldn't play in the park anymore. So Elon and Pfeiffer were at home and a little bit disappointed from not being able to play at the water park. But they had an idea. They thought that they would put the sprinkler out in their backyard and they would run around in it because that's still pretty fun and it was still hot out. And they didn't realize that the water that was getting sent to the spray park was also getting sent to their house. But between the time that they went to the spray park and got home, Booga Buggy had also changed what he had put into the water system. And he'd taken out some more dust, and this time it was glitter dust. Booga Buggy loved glitter. It was so silly. He used it for crafts and he used it for parties. And so Elon and Pfeiffer back at home screwed on the sprinkler and were really excited to run through the sprinkler and get sprayed and play around. And when they turned it on, phew, glitter was everywhere. It was spraying up in the sky and falling down. It was falling everywhere, all over the grass, in the garden, on Elon and Pfeiffer. It was so silly. It was almost like it was raining glitter everywhere and it was pretty light. And so the wind was blowing it around and it was getting all over the neighborhood. Everyone looked up in the sky and had no idea where all this glitter was coming from. They were having a blast. It was so silly. They didn't want it to stop. But that wasn't the end of Booga Buggy's plans. Nope. He wanted to keep changing the water to be different things just because it was super fun. So what he did next, he reached back into his backpack to get more special Booga Buggy dust. He sprinkled some more in, and this time it was Skittle dust. And all the water turned into Skittles, and somehow the Skittles fit through the pipes. But Elon and Pfeiffer were finished playing in all the glitter, and they wanted to go inside because they were actually getting pretty thirsty. So they got out some cups, and they put on the tap to fill up their sippy cups. And out of the tap, punk, 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 fell all different kinds of Skittles, all different colors. They were so delicious. Elon and Pfeiffer looked at each other and just kept eating them and eating them and eating them. Meanwhile, Elon's parents thought they were both drinking water and whoa, what a good job they were doing. They were drinking so much water. But Elon and Pfeiffer knew that they weren't actually drinking. They were just eating the candy Skittles. Oh, they were getting pretty full. So they stopped eating. And back at the water treatment plant, Booga Buggy had another idea. he had one last trick to play on everyone. Booga Buggy himself was actually getting pretty thirsty, and he loved Slurpees. So he put some special Slurpee dust into the water system, and it turned all of the water in the pipes into Slurpees. So back at Elon's home, it was almost time for bed. And before bed, it was bath night for both Elon and Pfeiffer. So Elon was getting old enough to turn on the bathtub himself. So he went to the bathtub, turned it on, and out of the tap came this brown, cold liquid, and he didn't know what it was. And he looked closer, and it kind of smelled like Pepsi. And then it changed all of a sudden to a green looking stuff that kind of smelled like Mountain Dew. And then it was Dr. Pepper. And then it was some sort of blue raspberry. And he tasted it. Elon knew exactly what that was. It was a Slurpee. He loves Slurpees. He quickly ran and got Pfeiffer and brought Pfeiffer to the tub to show her. Pfeiffer knew what that was as well. And they went and snuck into the kitchen without letting their parents know. And they grabbed some straws. They went back to the bath. And they stuck their straws in the bath and just started slurping up all the Slurpees. It was so delicious, but they kept getting brain freezes. They were drinking it too fast, and brrr, they'd get cold. And then they'd wait and warm up, and they'd drink some more and get cold again, brrr. And then all of a sudden it stopped, and they didn't know why. There was no more Slurpee coming out of the tap. But back at the water treatment plant, Booga Buggy had put in his straw into the water system. And he was thirsty, and he was drinking all of the water. He was the thirstiest bug there was. So there was no water and no Slurpee going to any other house or any business because Booga Buggy was drinking it all. Booga Buggy had been causing so much mischief that everyone in town had gotten glitter and Skittles and Slurpee and Silly String. And so people didn't know what to do. So everyone was calling the water treatment plant saying, "What's going on, treatment plant? Water isn't normal anymore. It's all these weird things." So the staff had to stop the tours for the day to try to figure it out. And that's when they saw this little bug by one of the pipes at the end of the process. And they saw him sprinkling this dust and having a big straw into the whole pipe. So they ran over there, but Booga Buggy saw them coming and quickly grabbed his straw, grabbed his backpack, and ran off as fast as he could because he didn't want to get caught. And so the water treatment staff were able to turn everything back into normal water again. And Booga Buggy drove home so full from eating Skittles and drinking all the Slurpee. He thought he had a good time at the water treatment plant, and he knew all about the system. And he thought, well, maybe another day I'll go back and I'll change the water into some other things. Hey, thanks everyone for listening to another silly Booga Buggy story where Booga Buggy toured the water treatment plant and turned the water into all sorts of silly things. Well, if you have any ideas about what else you should turn the water into, feel free to reach out and follow us on Instagram and send me a message. Stay tuned for more episodes of Booga Buggy, and feel free to leave a rating or a review wherever you listen to your podcast. Bye for now!